You're tuning in to KVCRadio.com. Today is April 11, 2016, and you're listening to Education.
Where we put the edge in education.
My name is Steven Nicholson.
My name is Emmanuel Arias.
Let's get right into this.
Today on the show, we have Matt Garf, who resides in Sherman Oaks and is a student at Pierce College studying to become a veterinarian.
Overall, we'll be talking about the different types of education and also things relating to veterinarians, obviously.
How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing good.
That's good to hear again. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully not here. Hoping to transfer. Maybe UC Davis would be nice.
Oh, UC Davis? Yeah. You're not looking into any other school? Only that's your main one?
That's the main one. I mean, other schools will do the trick, but, you know, that's the goal.
Pretty aggressive right off the bat. Why?
I mean, it's the best vet school in the country, so I hear. Well, you know.
Okay. Yeah, Pierce, I don't think, really offers anything.
It does. It does? So it's a transfer program right into the vet program. I don't know if it goes right into UC Davis, per se, because that is the best school. But you don't have to go through undergrad, from what I see.
Okay. Well, since you don't want to be in Pierce and you want to go to the other school and everything, what extent do you want your education to head?
What extent? I want to be a vet, so right. I wanted to take me all the way. I mean, let's put it this way: I didn't go to university or college or anything right after high school. I wanted to work right away, and I did a few years of that, and then. You know, a lot of things in my life kind of led me to this moment where I decided, okay, back to school we go, and since I'm here, I'm going to go all the way.
Okay, has veterinarian always been an interest with you?
No, animals have always been an interest for me. I don't think I've ever thought about being a vet. I didn't think it would be possible for me, to be honest. But after coming here, through the people I've met and the work I put into it, I feel like it's a goal I can now attain. So now I'm working towards that. We'll see what happens.
That's good. Matt, what's your preferred learning style to become a vet?
Hands-on is probably the best way for me. If I see something done, it's easier for me to learn as opposed to reading it. Like if you were to put instructions in front of me how to be a vet, I would not be a vet.
And does that apply to every different class for the most part?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say every different class. Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite class here at Pierce?
Believe it or not, it's actually English 28.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to give credit to my teacher for that, but I just feel like I'm learning the most in that class and I'm enjoying it, which is a good combo.
Mm-hmm. English for me has always been a favorite because I don't know what it is. I just like writing sometimes and just structuring words together to make, I don't know, just literature in any kind of form.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
And for me, I definitely feel English 101 is also a favorite class of mine. Also theater, which we happen to both be in. That's right. Actually pretty interesting. What are your thoughts on that, by the way?
On theater?
Yeah.
I mean, I love theater, but it depends how it's taught, right? So theater can also bring in a lot of history to the mix. And if you're not a big history fan, then it can get a little dull sometimes. If you're more of those people who are all about action, you want to just start acting and get into it and it's all about you, then, you know, you might not get what you're looking for all the time, but if you do stumble upon that, it's awesome.
Well, I'd agree with you on that. Theater is a lot long. The next thing is that, what do you want to become in the veterinarian field?
For now, just a general veterinarian. I don't think I'm going to specialize in anything yet because that is a lot more school and getting old, guys. I'm 26. I mean, you know, eight to 10 years of school. Oh, God.
It's 8 to 10?
I want to say 6 to 8 if I'm being realistic, but you never know what could happen, so I'm giving some leeway, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's not like too long, but hey, you got to take a while.
It is quite a bit, though. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it's like med school, but if you think about it, I guess 35, 36 is not too old to start being a doctor or vet or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. You're still young.
Yeah. Do you need a PhD, Ernie? Like specific degree?
It is a doctorate, yeah.
Okay.
So I would be Dr. Garb.
It fits.
Yeah.
Is there a specific animal type you want to work on?
All animals are welcome in my practice, you know, for what I see myself. But I am allergic to cats, so that is going to be a little bit harder. I like exotic animals, so maybe I'll specialize in that. Who knows?
Okay, so you're sticking to it all the way to the doctorate, correct?
Oh, yeah. All the way.
No second thoughts?
For now, no.
No plan B? Maybe, like, for example, for me, I want to do, like, in the broadcasting scene and stuff, and right. plan B for me is psychology, for okay. example.
There's several plan Bs. You've always got to have, you got to have plan B, plan C, plan D. So, if not vet, maybe a vet technician. If not that, maybe I'll just replace you. You'll be the radio show host.
Well, it's a great class. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's pretty difficult at the start of things. I've been here a couple times, but, it gets really easy and fun. I mean, having things like this, what do you think of this, for example?
Oh, I'm having a blast.
That's right. Great. Was a little time. Bit nervous coming on or?
It was, I'm not going to lie. It was a little bit nervous, but, I've been talking in front of mics for a long time, whether it be gaming or, you know, anything like that. So for me, it's not a big deal.
What kind of games?
I used to play a lot of Halo, but recently I've gotten into World of Warcraft.
Okay, I can relate. We've talked a little bit about this and stuff. We'll kind of get to that a little bit later at the end. But back on plan with educations and stuff, what is your specific plan? You said you want to transfer to another school. How do you plan on doing that, and then even afterwards?
That's a tricky question. See, I have to speak to a counselor about that because the details are a little bit... They're a little bit out there for me at the moment, but the plan is this: there is a path that I need to take, there are prerequisites I need to do, so I want to do them, and once I have everything I need, do the transfer.
Okay, pretty solid plan.
What are your study habits in veterinarians?
Good question. I like to space things out, so I can't go home and just do all my homework at once and then have all my free time after, but I can't do all my free time and then homework, otherwise nothing will get done. So I like to do a little bit back and forth, right? So.
Oh, so you like taking breaks in between.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big, long breaks.
That sounds good. I like doing that, too.
Yeah. I can relate that. I do that a lot, and kind of like I get distracted by games and stuff, I guess, if we're back on the topic. So I need to really focus on what I need to do. For example, like you might be able to relate to this. If you're getting the gaming and stuff, kind of it really gets out of hand and you get addicted to it, and then you might sleep late and stuff. I do that a lot, so I kind of need to get on a
specific... World of Warcraft.
No. I used to be really addicted to that. Like, it used to be really bad. But, anyways, what do you like most about this school specifically?
The environment, I guess, and the aesthetics. I like how it looks. Makes me feel like I'm very comfortable, I guess. I mean, I come from... Toronto originally in Canada, and it's basically like New York, so it's just a big old city and buildings are everywhere. It's a concrete jungle and I don't like it, so this is a lot more open. It's freeing, and obviously it doesn't snow here, so but the campus itself, I enjoy it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I really like this garden area they have out here, instead of just plain building, kind of feeling like it's the New York type of feel.
Exactly.
It's more of a tranquil, and this isn't just school. It's kind of like a place to relax type of thing.
I agree.
Even though school isn't really a relaxing place, but still.
Wow. You can make it so. Like, if you put breaks in between your classes, you know, then kind of.
Don't forget the wildlife, the ducks and turtles.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things. For example, me and Manny, I guess I'll cop up to this. I don't think we're allowed to touch the turtles in the pond or anything, but I'm more of like a nature person. And so I was like, I really want to get this turtle real quick and see like what this turtle's about, you know?
I've been there.
Yeah.
Last week.
But yeah, I don't know. I like it. What about the construction, do you think? I've heard they've been working on this construction part over here for 5 years or something.
Wow. 5 years.
Something
really
like that. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it's not too distracting. It'd be nice to see it once it's done, but I mean, I guess it'll be worth it then. For now, honestly, it's not too bad. When I'm in class, I don't hear any of the noise, so can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you find time to be a factor in your education?
Time?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Your scheduling and then hourly work going back to forth.
It can be, for sure. Like, you want to make time. I mean, if you're working part-time or full-time or whatever, you got to make time for that. You got to make time for traveling. You got to make time for significant others or, you know, friends. So it can be tough. I managed to do it pretty well. I space things out pretty evenly, and I haven't had a problem so far. But, you know, every semester is different, I'm sure. So I can't really speak to that end yet. But from my experience so far, it's fine. It's not a big deal.
For me, my first semester at Pierce definitely came as a surprise. I say this a lot to a lot of the guests and stuff when we talk about this, is that I wasn't expecting college to be what it is. So I came into it thinking it would be easy and stuff and that the schedule would be really not crazy or anything. But then again, it's college. I mean, you kind of have to expect it at some points.
Right.
So I came into it having, I think it was 16 or 17 units, which is quite a bit.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. And my classes, instead of having them like I have now in a specific time frame each day and on specific days, it was early morning classes, late night classes, it was everywhere. So it was pretty hectic at first, but then I kind of got the gist of things and found out how to schedule and whatnot. But if there's one thing you could change at Pierce, what would that be?
One thing I could change. I don't know. I haven't really thought of it in depth. Maybe, I don't know if I would say Pierce alone. I would say just school in general. But if there was an easier way to figure out the kind of teacher you're going to have or professor ahead of time. I mean, I know people use Rate My Professor or whatnot, but it's troubling when you get into a class and you realize the teacher may or may not be good at what they teach, but you might not have the best learning experience from them. And then you're stuck in a class that you think should be interesting, but it's not. And, you know, it can be tough.
Yeah, that's relatable. Kind of like this documentary or podcast type of thing I did with our theater teacher. I kind of described the class in general and how the students felt and whatnot. I feel like I really want to do that and try to bring that as an idea to broadcasting and stuff and try to grow it to at least most of the teachers at Pierce and try to do things like that and then put them online so people can listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would kind of fix at least Pierce, but then again, I can't like go to every school ever
If you could record like bits and pieces of each of them doing a little bit of a lecture on a certain lesson, it would give people an idea of how they teach, their mannerisms, things like that. And then, yeah, I think that's a good idea. I would have loved to have something like that.
Right. I definitely want to try to bring that as a pretty decent idea.
You have my vote too. Sounds good. Do you find education to be difficult as you proceed?
You know what? I have this fear, and I think that fear stems from my high school life, but I have this fear that every day is going to be harder. And sometime I'm going to hit this point where all of a sudden I realize I'm overwhelmed and it's too much and I can't do it. But so far I haven't come across that at all. There are days when it's easier, there are days when it's harder, and I've been able to overcome everything. Now, obviously it's just the beginning, so I can't tell you if that point is going to come or not and how to deal with it, but I can tell you that so far I've been fine, and I just think that I'm putting in more effort than I ever have before, and because of that, it's not so bad.
No, okay, so you pretty much go head first and then climb your way out after it, right?
Yeah, my grandfather always used to tell me, don't worry about something until it happens, so that's kind of what I'm doing.
Not bad. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. How do you cope with your college expenses, financial aid? I think we have a pretty decent financial aid, I think.
Yeah. Oh, here. Financial aid, it helps a lot. It's pretty good. Covers the classes and whatnot, and as long as you hit a certain grade, then, you know, you're fine, and it's not really hard to achieve. So they just want you to come away with some knowledge, right? And that's the point of being here. So it's good. It's definitely helpful. Books aren't always covered. You know, you have to go and pay for them yourself, whether you got that extra little bit coming in from financial aid or not, I'm sure. But honestly, it's not so bad. You know, you work part-time and you can cover it no problem. So
do you what do you prefer to get with the books? Do you get them here? Do you get them on Amazon? Do you rent them, ebooks?
I've gotten a couple from here. Some of them are just safer to get from the school if they come with, you know, certain software that you need, for example. But half of the books I've gotten from online, honestly, I just Googled the books I needed and, you know, it came up in my area. So, yeah.
Not bad. That's kind of the tactic I use as well. You kind of can find them online in cheap prices sometimes with Amazon. Yeah. Or just find the entire book just free sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Going back to your major, do you have to learn about the biology of the animals?
You do. There are several biology classes specified. It's like animal biology 101, 102, whatever. But I haven't even gotten there yet. I mean, that's a few years away. So the prereqs are going to take a while. But yeah, that's a big part of it. And I think that they have some kind of farm here or something. So they really get into it, yeah.
If you can give us a breakdown of your major in a couple of sentences or more, what would you have that?
I mean, the name says it all, which is pre-veterinarian. So it's getting you prepared for vet school. The program is supposed to, as far as I know, it's supposed to bypass undergrad. So it teaches you everything you need if you were to go directly into university. And it's such an amazing program from what I hear. So you do that and then you get into vet school. And I mean, getting in is the hard part. And that's what this program prepares you for. Once you're in, you're in. I mean, you know, they say somebody who graduates from med school or vet school with the lowest grade, what do you call that person? Doctor.
True. So. Back on the top of kind of like scheduling classes and time and whatnot, how did you schedule your classes, and was there a certain technique that you can tell everyone, share?
Yeah, so the first thing I did was I thought to myself, I don't want to wake up early. So that was my starting point. I figured out what some of the prereqs were that I needed. And it was a combination of time of day. So obviously not waking up early or scheduling around work. That in combination with rate my teachers and what people were saying about them, and or rate my professor. And just to get an idea of somebody who would teach me as opposed to somebody who would torture me. So
you kind of, put all your afternoon classes on a higher pedestal, or morning classes?
No, I would say like late morning. So I've got days where I start at 11, which is not so bad. And then, you know, I end off at 4, and then some days I end off at 7. And again, that's not too bad. Mm-hmm. Go home, have the evening for myself, and yeah.
Okay, yeah, my schedule, like I was saying earlier, I kind of tried to make it everything in the afternoon, which for the most part, everything is in the afternoon. I have one late class tonight, for example, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., but, I mean,
wow.
English. I mean, it was the only available class. What's your schedule like, Manny?
Well, all my classes are pretty much not in the morning. I'm passing a little bit noonish. Then I have to work in the afternoon.
Oh, brutal. Can I just say one thing? Something I learned my first semester here is that if there is a class that you can't get into because it's full, go anyway. People always drop. People don't show up. Every single class I've taken that's supposedly full, people drop. People just don't show up first couple of days. So just go.
True. I do the same thing when I'm crashing. Take that risk, man.
You got it. That's what you have to do. It's true.
I don't think I've ever seen too many crashers, but yeah. So it's you're always going to be in luck.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had to crash a class, thankfully. I've had to once, and I think that was just because there was a mistake where there was like the person with a similar name as mine, and they were mistaking me as the person who was absent. So it was messed up, but yeah, had to wait in like an hour line to re-crash it or retake it or whatever it was. Yeah, in the heat. Oh, dude, it was a pain in the butt.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to your old days, well, you're still young, which is good. Do you feel that high school and college right now is the same?
No, but I honestly don't know if that's just because I've changed over the years. I mean, I finished high school when I was 18, right? I'm 26 now, so it's been like 8 years. That's two high schools after high school. So I don't know how different it is, but I definitely struggled more then than I did now.
Yeah. Okay. So do you feel high school didn't exactly prepare you for college?
No. I don't. Again, like I said, I don't know if that's my fault, like if I just didn't put as much effort in as I should have, or if it's just the way that school was or is. I don't know. But for me, no, definitely didn't prepare me at all.
Right. What my high school did is it kind of didn't really obviously prepare me for the education part, but they did the scheduling. What they had is they did certain classes on certain days, and then it would be like periods and stuff like that. So they kind of prepared me for that regards, but when it came to everything else, it was just good luck.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Basically, that's pretty much... My high school was kind of like bum, you know.
It happens. They always throw you out there and like, hopefully you float. But that's life. What's the hardest part of becoming a veterinarian?
The math, I want to say.
The math?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a vet yet, but it looks like the math. I mean, high school, I was terrible at math. And I've got like physics to look forward to, trigonometry, statistics.
Is calculus a factor?
No, calculus is not a factor, but I don't know what kind of math they use in, like, chemistry and things like that, because, you know, the math is the prereq to all those. So I don't know how much math I'm going to be taking, but physics, there's two physics courses you need to take, so that's kind of scary, but...
Good luck. Yeah, I've never been too good at math either. It's never really been my strong suit, but been more like English, I guess you probably can relate to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, math has been a pain in the butt. But what, for sleep and stuff, you said you have your schedule on point right now. When you first came here, was like pulling all-nighters, maybe even right now for tests and stuff. Do you do that?
Never.
Never?
I don't know if the classes are easy enough or I don't have to at this point, but I don't study well like that. I document everything I need to study beforehand, and then maybe a little bit the night before, but the day of, in the morning, I will just go over the answers that I have written down for myself and then just remember them for the test.
Oh, so kind of like a hardcore cramming type of thing?
Yeah, that's the best way for me, yeah.
Yeah, I feel it is with me as well. I get a little bit of studying here and there, but I didn't do what I used to do, which was, I mean, hardcore studying all the time just before, but I feel cramming for me is also definitely a... I guess versatile in a sense. I guess that's just how we work. But how about you? What do you feel? Do you cram? Do you study beforehand?
I don't cram on the day. I actually do parts of it, pieces over time. Then when they get to the day, that's when I tend not to cram it, but just go over it one more time just for the day.
Okay. Well, I guess since we're kind of wrapping up here, let's talk about World of Warcraft. Or games and stuff like that, you know? You could probably relate, you know? This has a little bit of an educational type of field into it.
Okay.
Does it help you cope with anything? For me, games used to kind of, like, take me into a different world and, like, with the stress and stuff like that. Do you kind of feel that?
Yeah, it's an escape. It's an escape, for sure. I mean, everybody's got their own escape. And, you know, World of Warcraft, I get it. A lot of people, they don't understand. It's this nerd's fantasy world, whatever. But, you know... There's a lot of lore background too. You take somebody who's interested in Star Wars. It's not like they're just obsessed about every detail of the movie. They're obsessed with the story and the lives of the people and the things that go beyond the screen. And the same thing is with World of Warcraft, the story and everything that factors in. It's fun.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know the lore is ridiculous when it comes to huge. World of Warcraft.
It's massive.
You know?
It's to the point of now where I'm so mad that they didn't come out with a movie until now. I mean, all the skits and all that, they should have had a full feature-length digital movie already.
Yes. And a couple of them, too.
Yeah, and a couple of them is before Lich King was done. They should have already been that far. Yes, I know. I've ran a guild.
I was surprised. What?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, came on the radio show with us. Hey, guys.
Still have a guild,
if you're listening right now,
everybody's excited for Legion.
This is Mario. Hey, Mario.
Hey, thank you. This is Mario Lawson, the program director. You probably heard my nasty voice before.
But I feel like one of the people who really find it like a nerdy game is Manny. I'm going to call you out. How do you feel feel about World of Warcraft?
I think it does relate to his major because I think there are dragons, so you should. Veterinary.
What is going on?
Wow.
Yeah, so education. This is putting the edge on World of Warcraft, guys. Welcome back to World of Education.
Star Wars.
But yeah, I like Star Wars and World of Warcraft and stuff. I used to be really addicted, like I was saying, when we first talked about it when I was a kid, because I kind of really got into the lore. I didn't really read up on a lot of it. Do you read up on it?
Oh, yeah. I do. I mean...
I do, especially because I write. So, I mean, I had my own lore that I even sent to Blizzard. They ended up using it. It's the new...
It's Legion.
It's Legion. It's literally Legion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a whole other...
Everybody sent that in. Bring Illidan back.
Well, it wasn't just Illidan. I took a whole rap of how I wanted Legion, and they took a lot of that and put it in the story.
Awesome.
So I knew I was going to lose it. When you send it in, they actually tell you, you know, if you send it in, it's ours.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I don't care.
Because you're building upon the world,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so exactly.
That's pretty cool, though. That, like, the fans get to be a little bit a part of the entire picture, too.
Yeah.
Or like that. My brother used to be really into it. He kind of did some stuff like that. I don't think it ever made it or anything because it was really... It was weird, but I guess that's kind of what World of Warcraft is. You know, it's fun.
Blizzard,
weird.
Really. Yeah. It's literally Blizzard. Yeah. Blizzard's like a big family down in Irvine, and it's California. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've been down there a couple of times and done some promotional work with them, and they're a great company, to be honest, and they pay well.
Yeah, they do.
So
they do.
Take note, guys.
Yeah.
If you need help with college, Blizzard.
Yeah. If you go to UC Irvine, you'll probably have a better chance of getting in to Blizzard.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Well, I think it's getting near the time where we wrap it up and everything. Well, That's been a little bit of both the game side of things and also education side of things. You've been listening to Education, and my name is Steven Nicholson.
My name is Manny Arias.
Yeah.
And I'm Matt Garb.
All right, and I'm Mario Lawson.
And thank you for listening, and have yourselves a great day.